You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get to Stefanski's success story in a second. Spencer, I wanted to ask you, so over the weekend, I went golfing, and I went out with my father-in-law, and we went and played nine. Quick nine, no big deal. And then we left, and I don't use carts when I golf at all. I do the push carts, right? Okay. So I'm walking, but I have a push cart, and some of the golf community frown on that. I'm going to make life easier. I was playing with this
I think you go too slow.
This 16-year-old joined us 3 weeks ago in a round. It was me and a buddy, and then the 16-year-old ended up being our third because he was going to play as a solo. The kid just stripes the ball, right? Like, just insane. That's what
I was going to say. I had that happen to me once where a 16-year-old high school kid, he caught up to me and he was like, "You just want to play together?" And I was like, "Not really, but I guess I kind of have to say yes now." And it was just the most emasculating experience of my life.
He was great.
And this kid's just smoking the ball and I look like I can't even hit it straight.
I never had a problem with the push carts. And then he made a comment. He was like, "Oh yeah, like the push carts." Cause we're just talking golf stuff. He's like, "Yeah, everyone in my high school team, I'll just talk about how basically only 70-year-old ladies use those." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" No, I know. It makes my life easier. I'm at
some
the point.
Good exercise for you too.
I don't care what a 16-year-old says. I'm not getting bullied by it. I'm gonna walk, and if it makes me seem like a 70-year-old lady, then great. I feel like a 70-year-old lady, but I don't really care. And so I have my little push cart, and I ended the round, and I was thinking the entire time, I'm like, man, it feels hard today. Like, am I that out of shape these days? Like, I don't know why, but it felt hard just to walk. And there's a lot of hills at the place we played, but we got back, and I tried to load it up into the car, and I saw that the front wheel was missing. And the front wheel at some point had fallen off, and that's why it was like so hard for me to do this. But I was kind of exhausted. I'm like, I don't know why. I was just spent. And so my father-in-law was like, "Well, go back and look for it," essentially. And I'm like, "I don't really want to right now." I'm like, "I think I know when it fell off, and I have an idea when it fell off." I'm like, "Hey, that's like five holes back. I'm not going back and doing that."
It'd be one thing if it was like hole two and you only had to walk like two holes. But if it's like in the middle of the first nine, like that's...
And you got to go back while people are playing, and then you got to go... I mean, that's a long way to go. And so I was like, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to order a new wheel off eBay, or I'll find one on their website, and I'll pay the price or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not a big deal." And so I go on the website and I try checking it out, and they don't sell this. Like they don't, it just doesn't,
so you, have to buy a new, you can't you have to
find
buy a new
it.
One.
I can't find it anywhere. And so I'm searching, and then I'm emailing the company being like, "What can you do?" But it's a Saturday around noon. And ultimately I'm like, "Oh shoot. Like this is either I have to buy a new one for essentially like $200 or so, or I go back to the course and I try to find this thing. And if I can find it, then it's all right." And so I went back to the course and I was like, can I borrow a cart and can I go reverse of the nine that I was going and just drive through? Cause if not, I'm out $200. And they were great about it. They're like, "Yeah, go ahead." And I'm like an idiot driving around in this golf cart, trying to find this thing as people are hitting into me left and right. And, I was not able to find it. To no one's surprise, I was not able to find a random wheel across thousands of yards of golf, terrain. But I was thinking to myself, I'm like, at least I went back and looked for it. I was like, $200 was the line. At least I went back and looked for it. What's the line for you where you'd be like, I guess I'm just out that amount of money?
Mm, Probably less than that, honestly. Like I here's a story. So one time I had this really nice, I still have it, this really nice like thermal water bottle that I got when I worked at Akron.
Yeah.
And it was like my favorite water bottle. It was awesome. And it like it keeps things really hot if you put hot stuff in it. It keeps things really cold if you put cold stuff
in it. That's how those things work.
And I literally was here working one night, the night show. And it was when the garages still had like those little pay things where you pay the little thing, the ticket spits out before mm-hmm. you get in the car. And I set it down on top of the pay thing, got like 2/3 of the way home. And I was like, oh shoot, I forgot my water bottle. I love that water bottle. Oh, and man. I legitimately turned around at like, it was like 12:30 in the morning, turned around and went back to get this water bottle. My wife was like, text me. She's like, what's taking you so long to get home? I was like,
she's like, you're
I
left cheating my water on me? Bottle. What's, that, she, what's she happening
was,
over no, there?
She was like so annoyed. She was like, it's a water bottle. You really went back for a water bottle? I was like, yes, it's a nice water bottle. I want this water
okay,
bottle.
Okay, 12:30 at night though.
For a free water bottle,
you know, but you know it's there. That's the thing, is you know it's there at 12:30 at night. If That's you did true. This at 4:00 in the afternoon and there's no guarantee that it's there, do you go back?
Probably. Because and this is again.
I don't
this,
know if I go back.
This water bottle was free.
I know
it's free.
You didn't pay.
And
you paid
I
nothing
still
for
cared
it.
Enough to go back and look for it. Like that's how much I cared about it.
No chance I'm going back, Mac. There's no chance you're going back here, right?
No, I've done this before where I have forgotten my water bottle here, and I realized that you know maybe.
Yeah, but you work here, so no one's gonna be like, oh, here's this nice water bottle and take it. You just text somebody who's in after you and say, hey, can you grab my water bottle and throw it somewhere for me?
I mean, sure, but I didn't come back for a week. In order to get it. Like, I was off for a week, and I came back, and it was still there.
Yeah, but so,
like,
I left mine out in the wild. Mine was literally
Yeah, where
left.
If it's gone, it's 100%
yeah, like,
gone.
Like, it's 100% gone. If I left it at the station, I would have probably just texted, like, Andy or something at the time, been like, hey, when you get in the morning, look for my water bottle. If you could put it on your desk, that'd be great. Like, this was out in a random parking garage in downtown Cleveland, and I was never going to get it back, ever.
I mean, I felt like an idiot. I was doing, like, an Easter egg hunt trying to find the stupid golf wheel through thousands of yards. And I'm passing people, and they thought I just worked there. Because I took off my golf hat and everything, so I made it seem very nondescript. And I'm clearly just driving through people's hits and everything, and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hey, I just got to check on some things over here. No worries. I'm looking for the stupid wheel.
There's definitely been a time in my life where I've just said, like, well, I guess I'm out that money. I can't remember off the top of my head, like, when that's happened. But I'll tell you right now, like, the people, you'll learn real fast, like, the people who care about, like, their things or things that they spent money on pretty quickly. If you're willing to do stuff like that to like venture back and find it, like
well, the worst part is then I didn't get it, and so now I'm out $200.
Well, yeah, and you went back, so that yeah, that's the most annoying part is when you go back and you still don't find. It. But
part of me wonders if I hadn't searched eBay for so long, maybe I would have made it in time.
I value my own things, especially things that I spent my own money on, enough that I would 100%. I'd pretty much go back almost any time to find something that I really cared about.
Yeah, I think we're both in the same boat, like but if, I feel okay. like there's a lot of people out there that like, if they could leave something worth $100 on the ground and it just be 3 feet away and be like, ah, guess I'll order a
you
new
know
one.
Here's a good example. Like one time I got cash out at like the self-checkout at Walmart and I forgot to grab the cash. It was just like $20. And I was like, I got home and I was like, do I go back and really, I was like, there's no way.
I would go back and I would
there's
video.
No
I would
way.
I'd like go to the cameras. There was $20 there. I didn't grab it. Someone's got to have this money.
That's an example of like, I was just really kicking myself because I was like, how did I not grab this money? I was like, there's no way that money's still there. Somebody grabbed the $20 and they're gone. Like, I can't prove that it was there. Like, so I just left that one. Like, that's an example of one where I just left it. But if it's something that I legitimately paid for, if it had been $100, I probably would have gone back. But for $20, I was like, I guess I'm just out that money. But yeah, most things, if it's money related, if it's something I bought, I'm probably going back to at least try because to me it's that valuable.
All right, 216-474-0092. What's your dividing line to go back for something? Daryl Ryder with the latest, not only on the Brown Stadium, as we have news in that regard. We'll get to Deshaun Watson. We'll get to a lot around what this team looks like currently and who is Stefanski's success story. That and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.